I'm speaking with John Lorenz from Dome about the second annual Northside Record Fair. John, thanks for coming to join us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I guess let's start with some history. How did the record fair begin?
Well, last year, a friend of mine, Sean Obnoxious, contacted me about doing a record fair. I was doing booking at the Bar of the Comet at that time, and he had contacted me about maybe doing some kind of record swap kind of thing there. And you know, I said, well, I kind of wanted to do a record fair for years and thought that Cincinnati could really use a good solid one, you know. So I said, hey, why don't we just try to make this a bigger deal? Like, why don't we, you know, take it as far as we can go with it? And so we decided to do that. And so we had the first one last year at the Hoffner Lodge, and that went really well. And so I'm just keeping it going.
So is vinyl still king at the record fair?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, yeah, I mean, it sells the most. I mean, there was some people selling, you know, their CD collections and whatnot, and, you know, some cassettes here and there, but I mean, you know, mostly it's just all vinyl.
I was going to ask, what, aside from records, you do have other things available?
Yeah, there are. There was, you know, a couple vendors that had old zines and magazines, and some, you know, weird odds and ends memorabilia, you know, like weird, I don't know, like a Jethro Tull clock or, you know, like, I don't know, you know, stuff like that. That's just, you know, you don't see around. And and there were some people selling like stereo equipment here. Like, I think there was one table that had stereo equipment. You know, it just anything that has to do with music is kind of a go with the record fair. But, you know, generally just vinyl is the king.
Your website says that the event is created to bring together record collector dorks from all over the Midwest to buy, sell, trade, and generally nerd out over records, CDs, cassettes, and all sorts of music-related media and memorabilia.
Yeah, it's a good meeting place. It's, you know, I mean, a lot of the people that, you know, were there or participated in it last year, I had never met before or, you know, just bringing together all sorts of record collectors and just people, I mean, just people that have a general interest in music and collecting music.
One of the big changes that you mentioned, it doesn't seem like a big change, but I guess it kind of is that it's moved from the Hoffner Lodge to Northside Presbyterian Church, which gives you first floor access.
Yeah, that was a big deal last year. I did it at the Hoffner Lodge because I had a connection there because I used to run a small venue there. And so I already knew the owner, and it made sense to do it there. It's like everybody kind of knows, and Northside knows where it's at, but the stairs were the obstacle, and when I did a venue there, that was always the obstacle, was bands had to load in their gear up two flights of stairs. There was no elevator, so it worked well last year. I liked the idea of having two floors. It makes it seem that much bigger. But so I had a number of volunteers that helped everybody load in the records, and everybody was real super nice about having to do that. But this year I was like, you know what? I told everybody, hey, I'm gonna get a first floor space next year, and I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna be so much easier, and it is. It's going to be so much easier. Yeah, it's first floor. There's handicap access. There's, you know, multiple ramps, so it's gonna be a lot easier, and I'm excited. It's and this year too, they supply the church has tables, so last year I had to rent tables, and I had to get a U-Haul, and I had to transport them, so it's a lot less stressful this year.
Also, last year you had some live music available. Is that going on this year, too?
No, I kind of scrapped that idea. It was fun last year to have it, and last year I kind of wanted to make it as big and extravagant as I possibly could, just to kick it off and really do it as big as I can, and this year I've kind of taken it back a bit, and the music, it was great to have last year, but it wasn't necessarily important to have, and it was with it being a first floor, you know, one floor only this year, there's not the option of going to the second floor if you want to avoid having to listen to the music, or, you know, so this year I just no music. There's going to be DJs, but that's the extent of it.
You have available a special early bird admission.
I do, yeah, and I did last year too, and it worked out pretty well. If you pay $10, you get an early, you get first dibs on everything, and there was quite a few people that did that last year, and yeah, they get first dibs and get to look around before everybody else does.
And the event is presented by Dome, but tell me a little bit, if you could, what is Dome?
Dome is, it's kind of my moniker. It's kind of what, I've been doing Dome for about a year and a half now. Like I said before, I used to run a venue. It's called the Art Damage Lodge, And after I did that, I started booking at Mayday, and then I started booking at Comet later on. And it was kind of a way to still present shows under my own, like, company. Or you may make, you know, like, not just, oh, hey, here's a show, these are the bands that are playing. It's like, here's a show, and this is Dome. This is, if you like this show, here's another show that I'm going to do that's of a similar realm that you might be into. So I kind of started that as just a general name to go under to connect each show to myself and, you know, make it representative of what I do.
Were there any instances from last year's record fair of someone finding just a unique, amazing treasure, or did you yourself find anything that was just, you couldn't believe that this was here?
Well, I think there definitely was. I'm not sure. I mean, there's so many people there and so much there that maybe somebody found something that was complete gold or whatnot, but I don't think it was a known, oh, hey, did you hear somebody found this? Or, you know, but I definitely found a lot of stuff I was very excited about. I got, like, a Nurse with Wound record, a Jad Fair t-shirt, a bunch of old Forced Exposure zines. You know, like, I got a handful of stuff. So, I mean, I was really excited about what I got, and I sold some stuff as well, and everybody generally seemed pretty excited about what they got and what they sold as vendors and whatnot.
So it's almost like the world's biggest garage sale, but for music lovers.
Yeah. If you like music, come and you'll probably find something that you've been looking for.
Well, the Northside Record Fair is Saturday, November 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Northside Presbyterian Church on Hamilton Avenue. Admission is $5, or the early bird admission is $10. My thanks to John Lorenz from Dome. For links to more information about Dome and the Northside Record Fair, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Jim.